dispute.
BBC's Mary Harper. The White House says economic advisor Gary Cohn will not resign. Several media outlets had reported that Cohn, who is Jewish, considered resigning over the president's response to weekend violence in Charlottesville. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. Yeah, Carl's just sliding in. I don't know what it is. He's like, what? No, we're live, buddy. Come on over here. We've posted on the fact that today we're going to be giving away eclipse glasses. Yesterday we were at Turtle Bay, and we're going to take some lucky callers throughout the morning. We have, are they sets or are they pairs? We have six sets of glasses or three pairs. Is that it?
How did it get to be 7:05? I just looked at the clock.
I know. You came running in, and I was like, okay. I yelled out, I guess I'm going to start the show without you. Hey, happy Friday, everybody.
It was Bob's fault.
Beautiful 18th. This is one of my very good friend's birthday today. I was like, oh, August 18th. Going to be 106 today. It's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. How you doing, hon?
I'm okay now. Hey,
sure.
Your
feet hot when sliding in?
I have never, ever been late for coming back.
I don't know what it was. I kept saying it.
You know why?
Because 7:02.
Because
let's get in there.
The Bob was sitting back there, and I told him the other day, if it gets to like, 7:03, come back and say something because I'm writing stuff down. And did he do it? No. So it's all his fault. You know what?
Well,
hey, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. And what happens? You know what? He adds, he starts padding his hours on his timesheet, and he doesn't come get me. All right. Anyway.
He's in there with his hands.
Good morning, everybody. And Jared was at Seinfeld last night.
Oh, my gosh. Kidding me.
Tell us.
It was
great.
It was a great show.
Like on a scale from 1 to 10, take away the takeaway.
Well, it's kind of unfair because I've never been to a comedy show, and I'm a little biased. I've been loving Seinfeld for many years now, so I'm going to go with 9 out of 10.
Okay, and you're used to seeing, skits, in his shows.
Right.
So now he's going to be covering a lot of things. Was he political?
Yeah, that's funny. Carl asked me the same thing.
Oh!
No.
I'm just wondering.
He was not political at all.
It's a show about nothing. That was the Seinfeld
exactly.
show. Okay, look, we have in here just this cutie. And
thank you.
And we're not just talking about the dog.
I was going to say. And look, he brought Amy. Amy, yeah. You're the cutie.
I know.
You're the cutie.
Thank you.
I like this dog.
Our Haven Humane Pet of the Week moment.
Yeah.
Every Friday morning. And Amy selects one of the dogs just waiting to be adopted. Good news was the Pet of the Week last week after being in the at the shelter for
319 days. Tara has been adopted.
Was adopted. So should we just do a woohoo?
She was a great kitty. Yeah.
Don't we have an applause button? Applause, applause.
Okay.
Applause, applause.
I'm doing jazz hands. No one can see it.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
Jared, that's the next sound we want to put in there. Applause.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make
now,
a note, Jared.
Tell us about this.
So this guy. This guy right here is a little mini cow. He's not even a dog.
he is black and white like
black
a cow.
Like a little Holstein.
Yeah, he's marked like a Holstein.
He's cute. His name is Duke. He's about 4 years old. He is what I like to call an all-around bulletproof dog. Cats, kids, other dogs. Walks on a leash, sits, shakes, lays down.
Duke.
He
is so cute. And, he's really funny because a lot of dogs are the real lickers, and they get excited and they want to kiss your face. He's not a kisser. He is a hugger. You can actually ask him to give you a hug, and he will jump up and lay his head on your chest and just hug you. And it's the most calming, sweet. Every time he comes back and forth through the kennels, if someone has him, I have to stop and ask him for a hug because he gives the best dog hugs.
Really a good-looking dog.
He's a good-looking dog. He has the sweetest disposition. And this is an instant friend. I don't think it's going to take your time.
He loves everybody.
For people that are into the 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 race relations and thinking, of pulling people together. Duke is the one. He's got half of his face is white, half of his face
is
black.
There you go.
There you go. You're not getting it any better than that. He is totally integrated.
He is a doll. He is actually one of our Camp Love a Pet graduates as well. So, he's had training.
I don't know why this dog hasn't been adopted.
I don't either.
He's a pity cross, but he's obviously, but that face is just lovable.
He's just so darling and so sweet. And he's everything that you want in a dog. Like, he's already trained. I would bet money that he is potty trained. We don't say that because they are in a shelter environment. Excuse me. We can't always guarantee that. Every time I take this dog out of a kennel, he stops. He goes to the bathroom. It's the first thing he does because he doesn't want to go in there. So he will hold it. So I have a I'd bet money on the fact that he's potty trained. He's not destructive in his kennel. He does not bark. He does not jump up on people. He rides in a car really well. He walks on a leash really well.
Gee, Duke, look at you.
He is. Yeah, he's past that puppy stage.
He's
about four.
Mellow and sweet. Ugh.
Oh,
love
he's
it.
So cute.
And he gets along with other dogs?
Yeah.
He's
in our play group, so he's getting along. He gets along with all sorts of dogs. He's actually really funny. He runs up and meets them all, and then he goes and lays down in the shade. Because he's like, I'm tired. I want to play with the puppies.
It's kind of like Elk Killer. Runs up, meets him, and then
he meets him, and he's like, good to meet you. Great. He's sniffs some butts and runs along with
his life.
Yeah,
goes off and
he
does
just moves
thing.
On with his
He's all right, ready to be adopted today.
He is, and because he's a camp dog, his adoption fee is only $25.
Oh, that's fantastic. And his shots, everything's comes with that.
Yeah.
He's been fixed.
He has been fixed. He's already, everything is up to date, and he's ready to go home today with his nifty little handkerchief with his name on it that the camp
and
kids made.
And you make sure that they get good homes. Do they get a
chip?
If somebody
they
just
do get microchip,
in,
So is that $25 including a microchip?
It includes everything.
Oh, my gosh. That's a – where do you – by the time you – like, say, if you buy a puppy or you get a dog or something like that, you have to go through all the shots, inoculations.
It's about $350 worth of vet care that we put
into
all of our
animals.
And I tell you
what, because this is really a cool dog, we're going to pay that $25.
Let's do it.
So when you get that dog adopted –
KCNR will be.
We'll pay
your adoption fee.
We'll pay that $25.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
Yep, because this is really a cool dog.
He is such
a cool
dog.
I've never done that.
I'm like looking at you like, why? Okay.
If she had said $150,
it's your Friday generosity, and not only that, every pet that you've brought in. By the way, Amy, every single one has just been stellar, and you do have wonderful. Adoptable pets is what we want to encourage everybody. But Duke needs to go home today can he go home today?
He can go home today.
Okay.
He can walk right out of that shelter today.
I would take him if we had, we don't have a doggy door and we're not home a lot. So I think that you need to have property.
Right.
I mean, we do have a double lot downtown.
Look at that.
But you need to have a doggy door. No, he would be great. He would be a great dog to hang out. Around and take
anything
up to the doggy
else going
parts
on?
And stuff.
Yes, Passport for Adoption is still happening, so all of our cat adoption fees are only still $10. We just got in a lot of cats, so we are to the brim with cats, and $10 for the adoption fee. That also covers their spays or neuters, microchips, health checks, a flea of month or a month of flea prevention, and a bag of food. So for $10 for cats, it's a crazy deal.
Well, just tell people is that we've picked up the adoption fee. That should make the other stations happy when you say that. you can just say, yeah. You say, yeah. No, I mean, I don't know if you do that, but we.
Oh
will.
No, we
you know,
do that.
That's
awesome.
That we're happy to do that. We've never done that, but this dog, I think, is a special dog.
He is special. He's special to me. He is. We're not supposed to have favorites, but we all have our favorites.
Well, Tara had been your favorite for a long time, and now it's Duke.
He's been one of my favorites too for a long time. I really like this dog.
Okay.
So Haven Humane, go check it out today, and they're open tomorrow as well.
We are open tomorrow from 11 to 5.
All
thanks,
right.
Thanks,
Amy. As usual.
All right. Thank you so much. And, so today we do have our Dr. Kara Tennant on with us.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, we have a lot. Well, it's really 2018. I don't know if you guys have experienced this. And here we are in the month of August. There's been so much change, even in our community, so much change, people leaving posts that have been there and new people coming in. But I want to say that the one thing that doesn't change is the fact that at the end of the day, we're able to go into, after a stressful day into our Sleep Number bed. And my Sleep Number setting recently has been 45. And I love the fact that I can create – my own Sleep Number setting whenever I decide to lower it or higher it. And believe me, I take quite advantage of that with the Sleep Number. At 7:30, we're going to be giving away our...
No, we don't tell them that.
Oh, well, you wrote it down in big old bold letters.
I just said that we're going to be giving away a set of glasses, okay. And I just said that time because I just... Now they know.
How'd you sleep last night?
Great. And you know why? I was on my Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
I never know. It changes around, too.
I know. Mine changes around, too.
What did you decide to do last
night?
They've
got the new 360, Sleep Number 360 bed. Since it's your every move and adjust to you automatically. Is that cool? Mm-hmm. And right now, you can come in during the biggest sale of the year where all the beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus, save 50% on the innovative limited edition bed. Now through Labor Day. You've got some time to do it, but let's get down there. Let's get down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see the people down there, and they will put you on a bed, and you can feel it and see how we've been sleeping. It's been absolutely fabulous over the last 3 years. So head on down to the Sleep Number store. We'll be right back after these messages.
Music and legendary sound of the Doobie Brothers. Join us Friday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, live in the Event Center with all the amazing vocals and driving beat of the Doobie Brothers' music. Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, is a show you will not want to miss, performing their greatest hits. So get ready to go rocking down the highway and listen to the music of Doobie Rock, recreating the harmonies of the Doobie Brothers and performing their classic music with unique spot-on vocals. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 8th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better, better at the River.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. It's Friday. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and it's 70 degrees, going up to 106 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
God forbid. I mean, in the last segment, I said what I did say is that we don't have a doggy door. Somebody thought I said we don't have a dog anymore. No. We don't have a doggy door. Otherwise, that dog would go home with us because I'd like a big dog to go in and out.
I tell you, that dog is great.
All right. So.
Okay. Time. It's time. I'm ready.
All right. You have a rant.
I've got
three
of them.
All right. So you just got to let it rip and then.
Here's the good thing. The best place to watch the eclipse is going to be on the Sundial Bridge. There you go. Best place to watch the eclipse, which starts Monday around
9:30?
Around 9. It should be full at 10.
Okay.
Around there. So, but go over to the Sundial Bridge, get out there with 3,000-4,000 of your closest friends, and we're going to be there. We don't know when we'll get there, but we're going to get there for it. And now, here's what I want to talk about. The Wynn case. And you're going, what's the Wynn case? I put it on Facebook. It was so egregious. A man and woman were near Churn Creek in Dana. I'm not saying they weren't laying on the, you know, out in the grass strip there or what, but a guy by the name of Wynn comes up and attacks them, runs across and attacks them with a knife, and he's stabbing this other guy, stabs him several times, and the woman's fighting him, and then he runs, and the fight goes all the way out into Churn Creek and Dana, all right, those, you know, streets, and those are kind of like major streets. So then she either wrestles the knife away from him or he drops the knife, and he runs over to a guy's truck and he yanks open the door and tries to pull this guy out of the truck so he can steal the truck. Well, the guy backs up. Now, I put this on there yesterday. You'd be surprised how many comments it was. Oh, if he opened my door like that, he says, meet my little friend. Or, here, let me introduce you to Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson, all of these things. But then the guy backs up and gets away from him, and then he runs away and the cops catch him. Well, this guy's name is Wynn. And Wynn is on parole or probation, and there's a difference, on probation from Huntington Beach. Mm. And in the last month, Mr. Wynn has been arrested July 18th. August 11th and August 14th, plus being caught, from my understanding, my Osteed study, found out he's broken into a school earlier that morning. Here's the question. Why is this guy that's running around with a knife been arrested three times in less than a month? Why is he still out running around? Why can't we take this person and push him back down to Huntington Beach? Just put him on take him down in the back of a police car. Or even better, a sheriff's car. Take him back down to Huntington Beach. Take him into their police station and say, here, you can have him back. He's been up there. He's been arrested three times. Now we got him for attempted murder, which means he'll probably be released now we have to take care of this person for the next couple of years in our jail, because they probably won't put him into a prison because they'll plead it down to attempted manslaughter or something, whatever they do, and we end up taking care of him for two or three years up here. Why has this guy been arrested three times here? And now he's gone to the other thing. We are at a point in our city, in our county. We can keep talking about positive things. Absolutely. There are so many positive things. But we need to get our hands, we need to get our arms around this. We need to get our arms around crime here. And, you know, we arrested 96 the other day, one still in jail today, a week later. Okay. And the reason for that is we don't have room in the jail. And why don't we have room at the jail? Well, why don't we ask our board of supervisors, what exactly have they done in the last 3 years to make more jail space available? What exactly have they done? And I tell you what, we've got elections coming up, and we've already got people throwing their hats in the ring. And one of these, one of the people is going to be here at 7:30, hopefully, to make this announcement. since I haven't seen it anywhere, Joe Comente. So he'll be here in about 5 minutes. Here's the crux of the whole matter. We don't have places to put these people. You know, there's nothing that the border supervisors can come up with except, oh, no, we can't do this. Oh, no, we can't do this. No such thing as temporary housing. There's no such thing as bringing in, prefab housing and put it up and putting a fence around it and, you know, taking care of it that way. Maybe it's holding cells. Maybe it's something that you can hold them in there. Here's the thing is, if you keep on saying, we can't do it, we can't do it, we can't do it, we're not going to do it. It's been 5 years. What exactly has the Board of Supervisors, and I mean all of them, I'm calling them out. What have you done to increase the jail size in this county? We've had the ARC turned down. We've had that other jail turned down several years ago. And now you borrow $200,000 from your budget, and then $300,000 from the community policing unit, not community, the correctional community policing thing, who has $4.6 million surplus. I mean, where are you? Why haven't we used more of this? Oh, well, it'll be gone in 5 years. I don't care about 5 years. Yeah, call me short-sighted, but why aren't we using it now? Why aren't we using that money now? Why aren't we taking people and sending them out? If you can't build safe space, maybe you ought to look at your priorities, too. Maybe the priority is money that goes to other areas. Maybe it should be put into sending people to other counties to find a way to put these people in jail. Okay.
Okay, a couple things from yesterday.
I just kind of ran down But it's just, you know what? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's been 5 years and we keep electing the same people. That's not true. We changed two of them this last time. We need more change. Okay.
Let's talk about a little bit about yesterday. No, that's true. I mean, we'll take your calls, anything. We've got a couple, 3 minutes left. But I do want to talk about a couple things yesterday that are positive in a certain sense. We went to – had a couple meetings. We met Seth Magaha's, the new guy from Turtle Bay.
Yes,
and,
very positive.
You know, talking about the hotel that's going in there, the Kids Kingdom, completely going to be – this all this stuff is in a construction remodel. The actual on the bridge will be one of the best sites to be able to see the eclipse. And that was really a positive experience as far as somebody moving here who has been all over, you know, the country. And that he and his wife chose to be in Redding. And one of the things he said is, because I've been in Minneapolis, because I've been in San Francisco, because I've been in New York and all these places – we wanted a small town feel, but that had some culture. And Turtle Bay represented that. And I said, on Wednesday, you know, of course, I can sit here and spend 10 minutes talking about Lady Gaga the other night and that concert, and then it just blew my world. And I could go see her again. She's going to unworld tour. I come back and see her. But after that, I came back into Reading and I went to there was a meeting that happened with a lot of the heads of, just this whole downtown
revitalization plan,
and it was fascinating. And if you don't think that there were some incredible minds in that meeting as far as what's going to be happening in the next 10 years downtown, just fasten your seatbelt, folks, because we are on the verge of some incredible things that will happen. It's just going to happen. Because I think that these leaders in this room,
they're not waiting for City Hall.
I'll go down the list of the people, of all the heads of these organizations that want to see, and we are going to have this incredible thing. Then I want to talk about Holiday Harbor. We went to Holiday Harbor yesterday.
Yeah.
We decided we're hungry. Let's have lunch. They have a cafe out there. Sammy, the cook, came over and met us. We had fish tacos. Wonderful tacos. They don't fry the fish, they grill the fish. So we had these wonderful tacos. It was a very spur of the moment. went out there and saw how beautiful it was, and it was so nice to hear the Holiday Harbor is booked up until Labor Day. Now, at the time to really go on a houseboat, if you wanted to rent a houseboat for a week or a couple days, would be from September to October, from in the month of September. That, because after Labor Day, they're going to be
open. Prices are down.
Oh my gosh.
But the lake is still full.
Oh, just beautiful.
And this is great for, like, us locals that want to go out and get a houseboat or party boats or anything. Because they are. They're just absolutely full. It's been crazy like this for Holiday Harbor all summer and before the summer.
It was great to see Kevin Kelly yesterday. Thank you so much. And we enjoyed our lunch. And, you just want to head out there and enjoy a burger or sandwich or fish tacos. You know, and go over the and see the beautiful view of the lake.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, where we buy our guns. Why? Because John and Sarah Bastiani are fair people. They've got all the types of firearms and all the accessories you could possibly want. Plus, Seth Stokes, teaching concealed carry and hunter safety, does a wonderful job at that. Seth is a solid educator. And the customer service. Plus, veterans get discounts. All this at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Head on down there. Give him a chance to beat the big box prices, big box store prices, and he will. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody been a walking on it. I don't know how I got here. I don't remember nothing at all. But if I've done all the things that they said I did, well, I sure must have had a ball.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
It's the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Reading Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV clearance event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV clearance event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're trying to figure out what's the solar eclipse question that we are going to ask you so you can call in and get one of the, you can't get any more glasses in Redding. They're sold out. I know Turtle Bay. Yesterday we got the last.
I don't know if they're totally sold out, but we don't know any place around. They said maybe at some of the schools, but we have three pairs that we're going to give away.
It's going to be minus one in a few minutes.
Portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You can't find a better in-home healthcare place anywhere than Home Helpers. It's who we would choose for our family. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. 226-8350. Now, Joe Comente's outside, and I forgot to tell him just to come in here and sit down, but here he comes. Okay, we have.
I was waiting for the invitation.
Joe, good morning.
Set of two solar glasses.
So this is two glasses.
Two pair of glasses.
Okay. Right. So on it's safe for direct solar viewing. Now here's the question. Should you...
Okay, wait a minute. You got to be listening to the question out there.
Should I buy special eclipse glasses for my pet?
Okay.
Okay, you guys. Another call
is
coming in.
Here's the question.
Never look at the sun without special eye protection. Do not use if damaged. And before each use, check front and back of each lens for damage such as scratches, pinholes, separation from frame.
Are we confusing Jared over there?
See, we have a 10-second delay.
Jared, are we confusing?
Trying to get him before you've asked the question.
Okay, tell the first person. The question is, should... Who's the first person?
Can I get your name?
Hello? Okay.
Should I buy?
Tell him the question is. Put him online. Here's the question. Are you there, LaRue?
I am.
Okay. Linda came up with this question.
Should I buy special eclipse glasses for my pet?
Should you buy special eclipse? Yes, you should, or not have them look at the sun at all.
Close enough.
Okay, LaRue, you're going to get you. The question would be no, unlike human animals, or aren't interested in actively seeking at eclipse and see what's going on.
Well, my dogs are. I have a hoodie for my dog.
You just, 1320, you have a hoodie for your dog?
Yeah, I love it. Okay, well, come by and get your glasses.
1326 Market Street.
These are more humanoid, though, these glasses.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, you could share with your dog if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. All right. 1326 Market Street. And come down and get them today. All right. That's a good question. Okay. Now we have with us Joe Comente.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. And you, of course, are, the CEO of the Builders Exchange here in Redding.
Yeah.
And you've got something to tell everybody today. But you've got, Jared, we have a beeping sound on. There you go. Okay, there's a lot of people calling there. We've got two more sets to give away between now and 9 o'clock.
This is an active show, so people should be calling.
This is it. Okay. You've got a big announcement to make.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. I'm actually going to go right after this and hand in my papers, but I am putting my hat in the ring for the District 1 Board of Supervisors position.
Okay. And why?
There's a lot of reasons why. I've been in the community about 21 years, and both Debbie and I have raised our boys here, and we're very committed to improving the quality of life in Shasta County. I've spent 25 years in business development, traveled all over North America and parts of the world, working predominantly with entrepreneurial startup companies. Currently, I'm at the Builders Exchange, and we focus on the construction trades, which are very important to our community, and trade training, teaching the next generation of tradespeople skilled trade training because there's such a gap there. And I work very closely with Shasta Voices, with the Chamber of Commerce, with the EDC, with Shasta Association of Realtors. And what we're trying to do and we just had our third forum last week. We're trying to build a conduit of communication and collaboration, transparency, between the business community and government, because we realize that that relationship and those relationships are critically important if we're going to grow the economy. So I feel like I've spent the last several years really kind of on the outside of the system looking at how things work. And I think it makes perfect sense for me now, after 3.5 years of doing that, and by the time the election it will be over 4, for me to kind of now take this community perspective that I've gained and step inside the system and bring that sensitivity and appreciation for what the community is looking for to the actual Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
I think it's fantastic. You know, we love Joe, that you are putting your stuff behind it, you know.
Just putting it on the line there.
Putting all of it. You know, and I think it's very brave to run for office.
In today's world. Yeah.
And so, I mean, hats off to you. You know, our hands are on your back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Your hands are on your back.
I'm pretty thick-skinned at this point in my life. You know, early on in my career, I spent time as a police officer. So you're used to being called everything, mocked, whatever abuse, verbal abuse. And of course, I raised 4 boys who, you know, have nothing but bad things to say when they're hassling with their dad. So I'm pretty thick-skinned.
But they sure love their mama.
Oh, yeah. No, they do.
Let me tell you something. Did she just, like, sit, you guys, when she danced with the stars? Did she just light that room up?
And I'm going to brag on my wife, because actually today is our 33rd wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. She is incredible on so many levels. First of all, she spent 33 years with me, which is award-winning for a person in and of itself. The funny part of it was my oldest son, who's in law enforcement, who tends to be kind of, you know, the edgy one, as you would expect from someone in law enforcement. He leans over to me when she's done, and he goes, "Wow, she's really not that bad," which for him is a high praise. I mean, that's the top of the scale for the compliment. So yeah, I was so proud of her and how
she
hard
great
she worked.
Dancing with the Stars.
People were actually bawling like babies, because she brought this beautiful elegance that really it was. I thought I got chills because it was just pure.
Yes.
Jill, so that's all I can say is the word was pure.
Yeah, no, she's awesome. She's an incredible lady.
Tell us about you, Joe. I mean, you've told us, you know, why you kind of got into this, but tell us who Joe Comitta is.
Okay, I grew up in a family of New York City police officers, so I have a great sensitivity and appreciation for law enforcement and public safety and importance thereof.
Go Blue.
My oldest son is currently in law enforcement. As I mentioned, I spent some time in law enforcement, about 7 years, but my son reminds me that since I didn't retire, I really don't get to count that. So I don't. But I am very sensitive to what these men and women face, especially today. I mean, I did it 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I am thankful and I am fearful for what they have to go out and face every single day. And they are always in my prayers, because without them, we're done. I mean, they truly are the thin blue line that protects us from the never-ending horde of people that our penal system is letting out of jail.
And we're going to be getting to that, because I tell you what, with the chat room's lighting up here on things. But, okay, what brought you here to Reading?
I was in business development and actually went to work for KMS. It's a manufacturer of hair care products. And I started working with them when I was in law enforcement. I went back to school at night, got my MBA, and ended up going to work for a very close friend of mine to help him get his business up and running on the East Coast. And I spent about 3 years with him and then got recruited by KMS. And they moved me to Minnesota, and I spent 4 years there. Uh-huh. And then I came here as their vice president in 96. In 05, they moved to Baltimore. I did not want to move. My family was pretty well established. I really loved the community. So I decided to figure out what I was going to do next. And I was fortunate that I was well known in my industry, so I could find a job. So I continued on with my business development and worked on that second phase with introducing a product from Europe to bring it into the country. And then about 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, a friend of mine talked to me about the Builders Exchange and where it was and what they were trying to do. And I thought this is a perfect opportunity for me to really connect with my community. Because what I love it here. I know we have problems, but it takes resourceful, intelligent people who want to work hard, want to work together to make this change. And I really felt like this is something that I'm passionate to do. And I think given my business background, given my law enforcement background, given the fact that I'm a parent, anyone who's raised children knows the leadership learnings and challenges that come with that, that I was well positioned to add some value. So that's okay. That's why I jumped in.
We got people already on the line here. Is that Cheryl?
Yes, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah, I have two questions for Joe. One, I'd like to know how he would have voted when the motion was made to make sure that Shasta County is not a sanctuary county, and how does he feel about the state of Jefferson?
I don't think we should be a sanctuary county.
Would you go for a declaration that we are not going to be, even though the state of California is?
I would certainly support that, or at least engage in the conversation to support that. And I say that not because I want to be discriminatory against anyone. That is not certainly my view, nor do I think that's the intent. I think we are in a position where we have to be more guarded as to how we vet people coming in from other countries.
The motion was made by a board member, and all the other board members voted to not make that declaration, saying we will not be a sanctuary county. So I was just trying to get a feel for which way.
Yeah, go. I would not. I mean, we would not be a sanctuary county. That's how I feel about
but
it.
But would you vote to declare that we will not be?
Yes, I wouldn't want to engage in conversation because I'm looking at it from the outside. I'd want to know what my other supervisors felt, why they felt the way they did. But I would have no problem making that declaration.
Okay, and the state of Jefferson, you have any feelings about that?
I admire people in this country who look for the best way to live their lives under the umbrella of what the United States allows us to do. So in theory, I'm certainly okay with the concept. Do I think it's viable? Honestly, I do not.
But how would you vote if it, I mean, they've gone before several supervisors. Some of the counties have gone for it, said yes, but ours has not. So what would we be able to expect from you?
I would certainly want more information, but I have to be very honest with you. At this point in time, I respect the feeling. I just don't think in reality it's a concept that can be implemented. So at this point in time, I would say I would not vote for it.
Okay,
right.
Cheryl, thanks
Thank
a lot.
Well, now I know where you're coming from. Thanks.
Okay, so it's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Linda goes down there, and she kind of like hunts through the stuff they have, state jewelry and more. Like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. That can, in fact, have you gotten your watch back?
No, I haven't, but they're working on it.
Yeah.
I got to take it apart completely.
And he can do that, though,
right.
And replace everything in it. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Joe Comente.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't do look awful.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Not all solar companies are the same.
Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Lighty.
Join us Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 for Red and Beer Week.
Carl and I will be serving New Glory craft beer along with some of your local favorites.
That's right. Not only that, but food's going to be available, appetizers, and you can play pool while enjoying your suds.
That's Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 right next to Woody's.
Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. Come on down and buy Ted and I a beer. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 72 degrees, going up to 106 today. I think this is going to be like kind of the last big hurrah, though. I keep hoping, you know. But a good way to get out of the heat.
Let me do a quickie here on the weather update.
Okay.
Okay. What happened is we wrote a bit. Okay. Tomorrow will be 104. Sunday will be 102. Monday will be 102. Tuesday, 98, Wednesday, 99, and Thursday, 98. There we go. What are the triple digits?
Weather report.
We'll come back.
Weather report.
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. So Joe Clemente is with us this morning. Very happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Throwing your hat into the ring, yes. Running for...
District 1, Board of Supervisors.
District 1, Board of Supervisors.
Now, we've got a bunch of questions about the jail. The crux of the problem is we don't have enough jail space.
Right.
I mean, we can do everything else we want, but as long as they keep rotating through there.
Sure.
So what's your plan on that?
Well, I'll share with you what I wrote in my weekly newspaper that we do at the Exchange. The decision is very disappointing to me to not build the ARC. I'm not going to Monday morning quarterback simply because I'm not on the inside. It would be unfair because I have not looked at the financials. I haven't reviewed the information. I haven't had the discussions that I'm confident they all had. That all said, I stop and I wonder, as a business person, at what point in time do you put the needs of the community above the needs of your organization? Now, one of the reasons why they said they couldn't do it was because it would bankrupt the county. And certainly none of us wants to bankrupt the county. But I have to ask myself the question, how important was this ARC, this Adult Rehabilitation Center, to our future? And I think most people would argue and argue very vehemently that this is exactly what we need. With AB 109 and Prop 47 and Prop 57 and this influx of individuals over which we have no control, what the state basically said is, here's $20 million, fix it. And our response to that was, we can't. Again, I'm not throwing rocks at them. I'm just disappointed. We absolutely need to have a facility to do the rehabilitative process, since that was the whole premise behind, you know, AB 109, was that incarceration was not working and that rehabilitation was the next step. So we need to have facilities like that. Where to go from here, that's a difficult statement to make. We need to find a place to house people who should not be running free in the general population. That's what we have to do. Can we get that money back? I doubt it. Should we consider other revenue streams? I'm not quite sure, short of a tax, and we know how that was, how people responded to that, what we can do. But it is something that the community really needs to come together and figure out. Certainly the Board of Supervisors and the City Council needs to figure out, where do we get this money to house these
well,
people?
Do you and the word tax nobody likes, but if the Board of Supervisors came up and said, let's have a special tax, let's give the people their chance for 66 and two-thirds to for the money to go to a facility that we can build.
I would be all over that. I had wished that we had done that for D. I was point on D, and it was – I did it because I wanted to protect the community, and I did it because I wanted to protect the police officers and the firefighters and the mental health workers. I mean, that is the moral reason why I did it. But I understand the reservations people had, and unfortunately some of those reservations were justified, you know, a week after – the vote against it, and that's just unfortunate. I would favor a tax that specifically mandated where the monies went, and I think because of the way the community voted on E, that's exactly what they wanted. Can we get 66.66%? I don't know, but to me, I would work hard to do that because we need these things, but we need to make sure that the money is protected.
We do because, I mean, let's just face it, we're in that part of society where people don't trust it. There's a I just want a quick answer on this one. There's $4.3 million in the Correctional Custody Partnership Program that they don't seem to be touching.
Right.
Is that something that should be leaned into?
I think so. It's the Community Corrections Partnership, and yes. And again, I'm not on the inside, so I don't know exactly what the line items look like. But yes, I think that we should be looking at what funds we can use to support this. I've said this analogy before. It's raining heavily. Our roof is leaking. What are we going to do about this? You know, and most people don't plan for a leaky roof. But you have several choices. One is you can just let the rain continue to destroy the building. Another one is you can fix the roof, and the third one is you can stop the rain. Well, the rain is the state. That's not going to stop. So mm-hmm. We have to fix this. And what you call on your leadership to do is to come up with the ways to do that. There are no simple answers, which is why not everybody can do this job. This is something that takes innovation and creativity to do.
Okay. Quick question from Daniel. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. I think the county probably still owns that Crystal Creek property out there, and I really think that $20 million the state was offering up could have been well used to bring that back into existence.
Well, I think that this has been, you know, it probably, but the state's, it's at this point, that place has been just almost destroyed from what I understand, and and it does belong to the state. I don't know, maybe we could get the state to rehab it and use it, but I don't know, Daniel. Anyway.
Well, you know, we could go back to the Joe Arpaio method and start putting some tents out there until it comes back up.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank
Bye.
You. Okay, we've got like about 3 minutes left. What would be the major thing that you want to accomplish in the first 6 months?
I really want to engage the community more. We have a lot of energy and vitality in this community. Unfortunately, I don't think we're all pushing in the same direction. And I think it starts with some very fundamental. We need to respect each other's opinions. We need to engage in civil discourse. We need to bring our ideas to the table. We need to listen and exchange and share what we think we can do and realistically what we think we can't do. One of the things we have to get over, and I was very glad to hear Mr. Tippin say this, we have to get over all the things we cannot do. Because I, for one, am tired. And as a business person, if my staff kept telling me what they couldn't do, that would tell me that I really needed a new staff. anybody can find 100 reasons why you can't do something. It takes the insightful, innovative individual, the creative thinker, the collaborator that can find one thing that you can do. And I think we need to take all the energy that we send in so many different directions, and we need to sit down and say, this is our community, we take ownership of it, and these are the things that we need to do together. We need to leverage our resources. We need to, whenever we can, not give money back to the state of California. We need to figure out how we're going to leverage our resources to get to the end that we need, which is a better quality of life. And there are no simple solutions. And it's very easy to stand on the corner and to diss whatever's going on. That's the easiest thing to do. The hardest thing to do is to come up with a viable plan. And that is really what I hope to do when I get in office.
How do people get a hold of you? Are you going to do a Facebook? People
website,
contact you?
Yes.
Connect with you? Give us information.
I have not as yet put any of those things up. But, yes, I will have Facebook, and, yes, I will have a website. Right now, if they wanted to contact me, they can contact me at CHIMENTIJ, C-H-I-M-E-N-T-I-J, as in Joe, at AOL.com.
Okay. Joe Chimente is throwing his hat in the ring today.
Yes.
Thanks, Joe, for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you for having
on
me.
On your 34th
it.
Wedding anniversary.
33rd, but yes,
31st.
Who's counting?
We'll be right back after the news.
Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Val d'Or. Several people have been stabbed in Finland, and police have shot the suspected perpetrator, they say, in the leg. This all unfolding in Turku in western Finland. Meanwhile, as 3 days of mourning begins in Spain, Catalan police have arrested a fourth person in connection with yesterday's attacks in Barcelona and the resort of Cambrils. Police made the announcement on Twitter with no detail. The driver of a van that drove through Barcelona's Las Ramblas caused the deaths of 14 people. He's said to still be on the run. The State Department confirming one American is among the dead. August 21st is a big day to lovers of astronomy, and the federal government is spending about $7.7 million on next Monday's eclipse between NASA and the National Science Foundation. NASA Lunar Research Scientist Noah Petro says the eclipse will have a number of noticeable effects.
No matter where you are along the path of totality or outside the path of totality, you'll see something different, you'll feel something different temperature-wise, and you'll actually hear something different where animals will start making their nighttime noises.
Scientists will focus on the sun, but also examine what happens to Earth's weather and to those animals and plants on Earth as the moon totally blocks out the sun. The moon's shadow will sweep along a narrow path from Oregon to South Carolina. The Chinese government is moving to curb domestic companies' investments abroad in property, sports, entertainment, and in other fields.
The move follows a series of high-profile multi-billion-dollar acquisitions by Chinese firms. China's cabinet cites concerns that the companies involved may be taking on too much debt. One of those conglomerates, Wanda Group, became the world's biggest cinema operator with its purchase of U.S. chain AMC. It added rival Carmike Cinemas last year in a $1.2 billion deal.
Jeremy House reporting, and again some breaking news. Several people have been stabbed in Finland, in Turku, in western Finland. This is Town Hall News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers, so it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You could buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Police in the Philippine capital of Manila say they've shot dead 26 more suspects in another round of overnight anti-drug raids.
One night, 26 dead. President Duterte's war on drugs is back with a vengeance. As so often before, the police say they fired in self-defense. As we arrived here in San Pedro, explained this police officer, two men shot at and fought our officers. That's why they were killed. The police are calling this a one-time, big-time anti-drugs and crime operation. Another like it the night before killed 32 people. As before, these killings occurred in poor neighborhoods, the focus of the drug war from its start.
ESPN announcing a year-long project on the history of college football as part of its 150th anniversary of the sport, starting January 2019, wraps up with the college football playoff championship game on January 13th of 2020. This is Town Hall News. President Trump once again has no public events today, although he will be at Camp David for a meeting with military officials about the situation in Afghanistan.
He's heading to Camp David to meet with his national security team about Afghanistan, but the meetings are closed. The president has been tweeting today after the Barcelona attacks, saying Homeland Security and law enforcement officials are closely watching for signs of trouble. He tweets, "Radical Islamic terrorism must be stopped by whatever means necessary," and says the courts must give us back our protective rights. Have to be tough.
Sagar Magani reporting. The U.S. Coast Guard says they've dramatically expanded the search area for five soldiers missing after a Black Hawk helicopter crashed off Hawaii. The search area now includes waters up to 50 miles offshore. 24 hours earlier, the search area was only about 5 miles offshore. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the Ground Zero part of Redding. Yeah, that's right. Right in the middle of the reclamation. We're going to be the ones on the street as they come running through here as we shine the light of justice on the vermin in the area as they run through here. 6 minutes after the hour
vermin.
Of 8 o'clock. 605-4567. Write it down because we're going to be giving away a set of solar eclipse glasses here. Two more sets in the next hour.
We got them from Turtle Bay yesterday, and by the way, they are sold out. While
them.
We were there,
Bonnie
Sharp, of course, is in the visitor part of inside the gift shop, which is great, by the way. The gift shop's got some incredible things. And a lot of times you don't maybe think of, oh, birthdays are coming up. Go on over to the Turtle Bay gift shop. There are some wonderful, unique items. So anyway, there were people that were going up to get glasses, and they said sold out. Anyway.
They sold 650 pairs.
That's it. Currently 72 degrees. Today our highs will be 106. Tonight 73. Saturday, tomorrow calls for a high of 104, with tomorrow night mostly clear with around 70. Sunday, high of 102. And Sunday night calls for 69. Monday is a high of 102 and our lows of 68. That will be sunny and hot with our total eclipse beginning of around 9:30. I looked on the California side, and it starts at 9:30. By 10:15, it will be a complete.
I just want to know one thing. It will also be a total eclipse of the heart.
I don't know. They were talking about...
Do you have that song?
Total Eclipse of the
Heart. Yeah, he's finding it right now. Hey,
this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo Advisor Specialist.
Good morning, Colin. Good morning, everyone. You're so chirpy today. I love it. The major averages are starting out in the red amid concerns on the political front. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 96 points at 21,654. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 2,425. The Nasdaq Composite losing 10 points at 6,211. Actively traded stocks on the big board: Calpine Corporation up $1.32, trading at 14.81. Bank of America off 5 cents at 23.59 per share. Foot Locker down $12.67 at $35.03 after earnings this morning. Local retail stocks of interest: Target down 10 cents, trading at $56.02. Best Buy down 60 cents at $59.55. Walmart up 23 cents, trading at $79.93. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.16%. And for commodities, gold is up $7.80 an ounce at $12.97, silver up 2 cents at $17.06 per ounce, and crude oil down 21 cents at $47 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. And remember, do not look at the sun on Monday directly.
Okay, I promise.
Okay.
Okay. Have
all right.
Thank,
Thank you, Susan. Susan Eastman.
Susan Eastman.
Susan.
On the, of course, she's down in Park.
Put both of those names together, Susan.
And she is, I mean, she is an expert in the financial assistance
and
financial planning.
Too.
Yeah, so I mean, she's a person you want to go to if it's been a while and you're not sure what's going on. She is totally tied into this. Outstanding financial advisor. Okay, Susan Eastman. We're here, of course, with
Dr. Kara Tennant. Who is one of you're a founder of the Care Animal Hospital, right?
No,
you're one
no.
of the head physicians, veterinarians.
I'm the medical director.
Well, okay, so that's like as far as I'm concerned, VIP of a paw above the rest. I love that, a paw of the rest, the finest in veterinary care, Care Animal Hospital, and first time clients receive a free wellness exam. But we love our portion of once a month where Dr. Kara Tennant comes on and talks to us the most interesting things. One of the questions we asked early on when we were doing our solar eclipse was, should we have solar eclipse glasses for our pets? And you're shaking your head.
You knew the answer.
Well, animals don't look at the sun like we do.
That was what it said.
But the guy that won says, he says, yes, of course, because my dogs look at the sun.
And they have a hoodie.
And they have a hoodie, too.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, LaRue, you know what? That was pretty good.
All right. So welcome.
So you don't need to put them on your animals then?
No, you don't need to put them on your animals.
Okay. Now here's the big question. Which one? 10? 20?
Doesn't matter.
Five.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was 6 months.
It was your
six-month class reunion.
It was your five-year reunion.
You don't ask women that, okay?
Because I don't know. At your high school reunion, you were going back, right?
I did.
And?
Oh, it's a long story.
Okay. Well, is it bad?
I never actually got to meet up with any of them.
Oh.
I never found them.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that interesting? It was very badly organized.
Well, we'll get to that off the air. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and so, here's the good thing about it. Let's talk about the good thing about it. Women ready. I don't know if men do some. Get women getting ready for their class reunions, right? There's just a little bit more primping, tweaking, stuff that we do with our bodies and trying to, you know, get ourselves looking good. Is that true?
So I did think about that, you know, several months ago, but then nothing ever happened.
Well, you're a fitness buff anyway. You're in incredible shape.
I look the same.
But some people will put a couple more blonde streaks in or do the spray on tan or, you know, maybe do a facial or put on the nail. And they'll just, you know, do the little things that
I did mean to do a spray on tan. I just ran out of time.
You look good to us, honey. We thought you did a lot of primping before, but anyway, so I mean, in a good way.
Okay.
So there we go. I know it's girl stuff, but anyway, so Dr. Kara Tennant, let's talk about some serious things here.
We need to go for a break.
Okay.
When you go for a break, and, but the first person that calls in with the answer, when was the last time a total eclipse was visible from coast to coast? I need the exact date. That's from coast to coast in America. The exact date, the month, day, and year, and you get a set of glasses.
Does that mean you get two?
You get two pairs of glasses. You get two. That's it. And if you want to sell the other one for $100, which you could probably do at Turtle Bay at the bridge, you can do that. All right. We're going to be right back after these messages. Thank you.
A true tribute band bringing you the excitement, energy, and hits of a live Rolling Stone show. Join us Friday, September 15th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Rudy Colombini and the unauthorized Rolling Stones live in the Event Center. Colombini's staggering Jagger-esque showmanship engages in a battle of the sexes with a trio of seductive bluesy backup vocals. This nine-piece ensemble is a must-see theatrical rock show you will not want to miss as they perform the Rolling Stones' greatest hits. Like a Rolling Stone, you can't always get what you want. Let's spend the night together, Brown Sugar, and many more. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this show are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Rudy Colombini and the unauthorized Rolling Stones live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 15th. A good time will be had by all. Let's spend the night together. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Well, here's a little tidbit that guests aboard the Royal Caribbean's Total Eclipse Cruise have an extra surprise in store for the once-in-a-lifetime viewing experience. Bonnie Tyler is going to be singing Total Eclipse of the Heart at the very time the eclipse is happening.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh, on a Royal Caribbean.
And speaking of eclipses, Carrie is on the line.
Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
When was the last total coast-to-coast solar eclipse in the United States?
June 8th, 1918.
Do-do-do-do!
Yay!
Carrie wins two pairs of the solar eclipse glasses.
That means two.
Two.
You get two.
One for you and one for your animal if you want, or one for a friend. Now, these are reusable, so you can hand them around the groups there, or you can go down to Turtle Bay and sell them probably for $50 a piece on Monday right there at the bridge. People probably don't have them. So,
all right.
Anyway, come on down to 1326 Market Street and pick them up.
Perfect.
And thanks for listening.
All right, Carrie, is that C-A-R-R-I-E?
K-A-R-E-Y.
Oh, okay. We got that.
Okay, Carrie, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, this portion of the show is being brought to you by Crackmaster. Windshield repair, whether it's a small chip or a crack, over 2.5 feet in length, he can do it. A veteran-owned business who guarantees his work. I had a crack fixed there, a 12-inch crack in my windshield fixed there like 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and you still can't see it. I mean, It's like it's invisible. So, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff Wurst a call, 241-8373. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're going to talk about, since we've already gone through 20 minutes here, we're going to talk about arthritis.
Is that right? I know. I get so excited. Right?
Well, you told me about it. I thought, you know, like maybe it's not a surprise then. You've come ready for this.
I came ready.
Okay.
Yeah, arthritis is the most common chronic pain condition in pets. And arthritis can be manageable. And so the first thing is going to be, you know, how are we going to diagnose arthritis in your pet? And sometimes you get an idea that your pet is arthritic because the classic sign is they're stiff when they first get up and then they warm out of it as they're walking around. Just like with us, you know, we're sore when we first, well, maybe not everyone, but you know, sore when I wake up in the morning, and then once I'm
too young to be sore like
yeah,
that.
But if you've been athletic in your life, yeah. It's more chances are that you're going to have these
damage.
Conditions.
There's damage exactly. to your body
right.
that you've done.
You don't realize it when you're jumping around and doing, you know, jumping off of balance beams and stuff. seriously. Well, I mean, if you're doing gymnastics and athletic stuff.
Right. Elk killer gets up then, mm-hmm. and kind
or
of
anybody's
like,
dog. Or cats.
Gets up and she's a little stiff, but then...
Then she feels better the more she moves around. Yeah. That's a classic sign for arthritis.
Okay.
Now, there are some dogs that don't feel better. They just continue to limp. And they can limp on one leg or they can limp on multiple legs. It doesn't have to be one leg. And so the thing to do is to bring them into your veterinarian and have a physical exam, because we can diagnose that a lot of the times just on the physical exam. And if we have questions about it, an x-ray is always a good idea, because the one thing we don't want is to miss something like a bone tumor. And we can diagnose arthritis on an x-ray too. So it's really important to bring your pet to the vet. Now, as far as things that we can do for our pets, we have so many different things we can do. Now, the first thing you don't want to do is give over-the-counter pain medication without talking to your vet first, because these medications, specifically anti-inflammatories, are toxic. And they can cause kidney failure in your dogs and liver failure in your cats. Depending on the anti-inflammatory. Cats are especially sensitive to anti-inflammatory. So,
what is that? Could you give like an example of what you say over-the-counter?
Ibuprofen.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, ibuprofen. Aleve.
What about the liquid? What's the liquid? What is it called?
The stuff that for the joints.
Glucosamine?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Okay. So I just wanted an example of what does that mean by over-the-counter.
Well, like she saw that ibuprofen that you take for yourself, things like that can kill your cat.
Tylenol, ibuprofen, any of those.
And you've talked about that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't give your animals that because it's very toxic.
Exactly. And if you find yourself reaching for a human medication, call your vet first and see if it's safe. Because I can't tell you how many times I see a pet and the owner says, oh, I just gave an ibuprofen, or, oh, I just gave a baby aspirin. That really limits what I can do for your pet, and also it increases your chances of your pet having an ulcerated GI tract, kidney failure, or liver failure. So don't do it. Call your vet first. Most of the vets, especially if you have been in for a physical exam and have a relationship with that vet, will talk to you over the phone, and so you don't have to bring them in to ask them questions. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And don't go to the internet, because there is sketchy questionable things on the internet. You don't know where you're getting that advice. You know, that could be, you know,
Joe Schmo
down the road making his own website.
Well, I think we just got a very valuable nugget right there here on KCNR with our specialist Dr. Kara Tennant telling us what do not. And I think it's nice to get a real clear stop it. Don't go to the internet. Do not do that. Because you've heard before, what about when dogs are itching and they say you can give them a...
Benadryl.
Is that different?
Benadryl is very safe in dogs. and cats. It's just harder to give cats medications. But Benadryl, I mean, it's 1 to 2 milligrams per pound. So you have, say, a 25-pound dog, you give 25 milligrams. And so it's going to be a higher dose than you actually would take for yourself. You know, one 25-milligram tablet is probably going to get the job done for me and knock me out. But, you know, a 25-pound dog, that's a minimum dose is what they're going to need. So, but it's always good to call your vet and give the advice before you start giving medications.
Right. Okay. Good. Yeah. There we go. That's clear.
Yeah, so anti-inflammatories for pets are metabolized through the liver and the kidneys mainly. So even these animal anti-inflammatories, you want to make sure that your pet's liver and kidneys are happy and healthy. But we do have a whole variety of anti-inflammatories, and we call them NSAIDs. We call them non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. So that means they're not steroids. So it's not like prednisone. And prednisone, you know, yes, it's an anti-inflammatory. It reduces inflammation. It helps with itching. So a lot of itchy dogs have prednisone. But it's not a great anti-inflammatory long-term for arthritis. There are really some really bad long-term side effects. So it's safer if you want something more long-term to go on a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. So blood work's always a good idea. Once blood work looks good, anti-inflammatory. Very, very effective. Cats are entirely different situation because we don't have anything for cats that's labeled for long-term use. We have anti-inflammatories for cats that we can give for 3 days, but no more than 3 days. And there are some things we can use off-label, but you want to talk to your vet about that before you give your cat anything. They are way more sensitive. They don't have the same things in their liver that allows them to metabolize medications. So the next thing is going to be something like glucosamine. And glucosamine is really great. You know, I think they did a study in humans I was told by my orthopedic surgeon that glucosamine isn't that effective for humans. But for pets, it is. We tend to see a huge difference in our pets with glucosamine. Glucosamine is very safe. We really don't have contraindications. There's one, you know, if your pet has a severe bleeding disorder, but you're going to be talking to your vet about that anyway before you're giving your pet medications, hopefully. But glucosamine is something that's not regulated by the FDA. So what that means is anyone can say, I'm going to sell glucosamine and I'm going to make it on the label say I have 500 milligrams of glucosamine in that tablet, but I'm actually going to put 50 milligrams in there and then charge $1 a pill because I want to make a lot of money. And I can do that because it's not regulated. Nobody's going to know. Nobody comes in and tests that. So when you're getting glucosamine, you want to make sure that it's a reputable product that has the amount of glucosamine in it that it says on the label. Because glucosamine is expensive, so you don't want to spend a lot of money on something that really is just not going to be effective. So you want to talk to your vet about...
Does glucosamine work for people, too? So, the same way?
Yeah, so I was talking to...
Because I see... Because Linda gives Elk Killer glucosamine, mm-hmm. and my brother-in-law swears by it.
Yeah.
You know, that it makes his joints and everything feel better.
Right. So I was talking to my orthopedic surgeon about it.
Yeah.
And he said that there, and I haven't seen the study. I didn't look it up. I just took his word for it. Mm-hmm. And he said that there was a study where it was a double-blind study. Yeah. So you had people that were taking a placebo and then people that were taking glucosamine, and there was really no difference between the two. So he said, you know, glucosamine really is not effective in people. But I feel a difference. I take it. I feel a difference. Mm-hmm. I believe in the power of glucosamine.
Power.
Whether it's, you know, just
if it's your head or whatever.
My head
but it does. But dogs don't know that. So mm-hmm. it must work for them.
Well,
we think it does.
So with that being said, Carl calls her Elk Killer, but she was really going from getting up and limping from one place to the other. And I was worried about her, so I did go get some liquid from the Barkery where I get her dog food, and I'm very strict about her diet. I don't just give her treats and snacks that I don't really know what's in them. And it made a difference, like, in probably a day to 2 days. Just she wasn't limping. So it was just a little liquid capsule, but you should always call your doctor first to find out exactly what's in it.
Yeah.
So there
and
you
glucosamine's
go.
So safe that you can give an over the counter glucosamine that you don't know if it's appropriate or not, and it's The only thing I've ever seen is if a dog has eaten an entire container, because you know it's going to be a lab doing that, right? an entire container of glucosamine, they'll have an upset stomach. So it's not something that, not something like ibuprofen, where you know they eat the whole bottle and they die. Oh. It's you know maybe a little upset stomach. And if it works, great, awesome. Yeah, I mean people ask me about the glucosamine they sell at Costco because they sell. You know, large bottles of glucosamine. They actually sell a really good brand of glucosamine for pets in the back called Cosequin. But you can use the human kind, too. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, then you go to the name brand kind sold for dogs.
Well, we've got enough in there to last her for a while.
Oh, I'll find out the name of that and share it with you and see what you think of it. So.
But it seems to work.
Yeah.
So, good. Great. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. If you have any questions, you know, regarding your animal, and we're going to be covering a lot of more wonderful information that we always love having Dr. Kara Tennant on. We always learn something new, and it's seasonal. And this, but arthritis in your dogs isn't seasonal. That goes on when they get. I don't know. Could they be young and have it?
They can be young and have it. And it's usually the large breed dogs if they're going to be young. So like a Bernese Mountain Dog or a Mastiff or, you know, a Great Dane, you know, something really big. But I see young dogs with it too. So 3-4-year-olds, small breed dogs. And that's a bummer. You know, it's a long life of arthritis.
Wow.
Well, this is why we didn't have the dog, our little one, jump from, we have a high bed. Mm-hmm. And we just taught her early on, do not jump from the bed because it would just start bothering her hips. So anyway, I don't know if there has something to do with dogs jumping in and out of cars, too. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We're going to take a break. Serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're going to take a break. Here on this beautiful Friday morning, it's currently 75 degrees here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Special guest being Dr. Kara Tennant. We'll be right back.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I really like this song. Probably because it came from that rock musical, whatever that was. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It is 8:34 in the morning. Yes, we do have one more set of glasses to give away, and that's going to be probably in the next 15 minutes. So this is the solar eclipse. Probably maybe the last set in town, right here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place to get your haircut. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. We've got some more stuff. She's talking about arthritis in our animals and the fact that, you know, how you can help them and how they, how your veterinarian should be able to, just by looking at the animal, be able to diagnose the arthritis and, you know, needs be an x-ray. But you should not give them anti-inflammatories or you've got a good chance of really damaging your pet, especially kidneys.
Over the counter,
things like ibuprofen, baby aspirin, all that can damage your pets. So, okay. All right. What else do we have there?
We need your microphone on. There we go. That helps. Good morning. Okay.
Shame.
Oh, he turned me off.
Not you. Yeah, he turned me off. I don't think anything can turn you off.
Yeah, right.
Okay, doctor. You come in here smiling and laughing, and you leave the same way. You
know what? Right.
I want whatever. You know, I don't know what kind of meds you got at the hospital back there, but I want some of them.
So, Dr. Kara Tennant, we're talking about arthritis. Go on.
Right. So, another thing that's really important if your pet has arthritis, or even if your pet doesn't, is the weight of your pet. Because we all know, just like with humans, if you're overweight, it's harder to get around. It puts more stress on your joints, more inflammation on your joints. And so you need to keep your pets lean, because it is a whole lot harder for them, you know, to get around when their joints hurt. And of course, obesity is probably the most common thing I see, and arthritis is the most common chronic pain condition in pets. And so you put those two together and it's, you know, it's a bit of a hot mess. So if you need help in trying to figure out a diet for your pet, or we need to figure out how many calories your pet needs in a day, because it's surprisingly low, it's less than what you think, then call your veterinarian and we can, you know, work on that together.
Create a diet plan for your pet. Seriously.
It's true. You have control over it.
And with obesity in your pets comes other conditions like that. Can you believe diabetes in pets?
Yeah. Diabetes, heart disease, joint disease, liver disease. I mean, just like people. I mean, they're more likely to get sick. They live shorter lives. They don't live as long. We want our pets to live as long as possible and as healthy as possible, and as happy as possible. And keeping them lean is one of the ways to do that. So another way to manage arthritis is some of these alternative things. So something like cool laser therapy and acupuncture can be really, really helpful. And not every vet is able to do that. And so definitely call your vet and see if they have the capability to do that or if they know someone who does, because that can be incredibly helpful. Sometimes it doesn't work, but a lot of the times it does.
Acupuncture for your pets.
Acupuncture for your pets, yeah.
Why not? I mean, they have a system that moves like we do.
Yeah.
We had an acupuncturist on here the other day that talked about the chi, and her analogy was like
highways.
Something that was like taking a log out of, let's say, a flow of a creek that where they all closed off the flow. And her job was to take logs off and put them on the side of the creek and then let the flow happen. And I like the visual of that.
It's a good analogy.
Yes.
Oh. So.
The meridians.
Meridians.
The meridians of the four meridians that go through your body. If one becomes blocked, it affects the rest of the meridians. So.
Nice.
Yes. So anyway, there's a good visual. And so your pets, same thing. They have systems that work. And how do they get blocked?
Yeah. Well, let's move on to dental disease.
Oh. Yes, that's a splash of dental disease. Let's do that. Okay. And that's a really big...
I want you to bring me a shot. I don't care what it is. Next time, I want some.
How do you know? How do you know if your dog has a dental disease?
Do you... I mean, if they don't floss every day, can this lead to dental disease?
Of course.
Do you floss your dogs?
I don't.
Can anybody floss a dog?
Yeah. I'm sure they can.
While they're conscious?
We like to brush them instead, but I'm sure you could floss. I don't do that. String around an animal's mouth is always dangerous because you worry about them swallowing it and getting a string foreign body. Yeah. So it's not exactly something I would recommend.
No.
Brushing.
But, yeah, brushing. I mean, if you want to see what your mouth would look like if you didn't brush your teeth, just look at your pet's mouth. That's what it's going to look like. So our pet's teeth is just like our teeth. You know, if we don't brush and floss, we're going to have a buildup of tartar, and then we're going to have bone loss around the socket that the tooth is sitting in, and abscesses and teeth falling out. And that's what happens to pets. Now, we can't brush everybody's teeth because, you know, some animals won't allow it, and we certainly don't want to be bitten, especially cats. Cats are really tough to brush. But you want to take them into your vet and have the mouth looked at to see if your pet needs to have the teeth cleaned. Now, the thing about that is 80% of dental disease is actually underneath the gum line. So beyond what you can see. So you look at the mouth, you see the tooth, but the disease is going to be underneath the gum line. So the stuff that you can see in the mouth, if you see a lot of tartar and nasty teeth, you can bet that dog has really, or that cat has really, really bad dental disease and might actually need to lose teeth. So we may need to extract them. If you think about how painful that can be to have diseased teeth.
I've heard that people have gone in, they have their dog's teeth cleaned, and it's caused problems in the dog. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, you know what happens? They come in, they get their teeth cleaned, we take out whatever teeth are bothering them, which we're confirming with a dental x-ray, and they feel great. They feel great.
Okay.
I don't know. Causing the problem, it doesn't cause problems. I mean, if your pet has underlying disease, then that's going to be a problem. But you're going to actually have your pet worked up before you put them under anesthesia. So you're going to know. There are more risky things like diabetes and Cushing's disease that if you put a pet under anesthesia, you know, just like in people, they're more susceptible to infection. So you have to cover them for that. You have to be really careful. But dental disease creates more problems. Kidney disease, liver disease, heart disease. So if you have a rotting mouth, that's going to cause way more problems than coming to have the pet's teeth cleaned.
Now, will the dog have, like, its breath is bad, or is it so you just kind of, like, last night I was playing around with her, and I was taking her, you know, pulling her lips up and going, she's going to bite you. She's going to bite you. To our neighbors, watch out. She's going to bite you. And, hello, I'm going to bite you. I know it's hard. Come on, guys. Just give me a break. Just give me a break here. But her teeth look really good, and she eats chunky food or hard food, dry food, with a little bit of cheese in it. And but I haven't noticed her having any problems. But how should we check our check their teeth.
So if your pet lets you lift up the lip and take a look at the teeth, because they should be nice and white, or as they get older, they become more stained, just like ours do. But if you're seeing brown tartar or pus or anything like that, take your pet to the vet. Now, you might also notice you might also notice bad breath, and maybe it's room clearing bad breath, where you walk in the room and you just back right out. Now, sometimes the bad breath is coming from the stomach. So I've had people bring their pets in to me because they think their pet needs a dental because their pet has bad breath. But when I look at the pet doesn't have any obvious dental disease and no bad breath. And what happens there is it's coming from the stomach. So it's something that they ate that caused an upset stomach, or maybe the food is wrong. But we'll tell you, we don't put everybody under anesthesia to clean their teeth just because.
Right.
We put animals under anesthesia who need to have their teeth cleaned. And there are some animals that we don't. You know, like animals with severe heart disease.
Snakes.
And heart disease. Heart disease and dental disease kind of go hand in hand because it's, you know, the older chihuahua who's like 15.
Well, you hear that about people, too, that dental disease can cause a heart problem with people and all those
things. It can in animals, too.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've seen it happen, and they die. And it's you want to try to prevent that. Yeah.
So do people. Okay. I just, oh, my gosh.
We're going to take a quick break.
Well, that's
here.
Very informative. Thank you so much. Now, are we going to do the questions?
I've got this. Oh. I've got this under control.
You got it covered.
All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Cedar Tree Restaurant. Head on down to Palisadro. It is the place to eat. I'm telling you, go down there. Okay, don't tell your doc, but go down there and get the chicken fried steak, the two eggs, the country potatoes, and the gravy on the biscuit. Now, if you've been hunting all morning, that is great. Or if you just want to go down and eat once for the whole day, there you can do it right there at a very reasonable price at the Cedar Tree Restaurant. Susan and the people down there, just outstanding. So head on down out to Palisadro. It's right down there on, you know, you come off and you take a right as you're heading toward Palisadro. You take a right there at the Deschutes Road, and there it is on the left-hand side. Cedar Tree, open Saturday through Tuesday from 7:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. till 8 p.m. It's a great place. Head on down there. It's a quarter till. And here's the question. When does the eclipse begin in Reading, and when is the maximum covering of the sun in Reading? You got to be within a minute. So tell me the minute it's going to start and the minute that it's going to be reaching the highest. And we're going to come back right after
the
most coverage, that exact minute. So we're going to do that right after we come back from these breaks. And you got to say it on the air. We'll be right back.
Nice. Hot.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hey, Abby, I hear it's your birthday. Any special plans?
Yes, dinner at Nello's Place. Nello's has been a Reading landmark for over 30 years and is known for their delicious Italian food. And what makes it even better is that Nello's Place has partnered with Haven Humane Society this month for Second Tuesday Dining.
They have some of the most delicious Italian food in town.
Please join us on Tuesday, September 12th at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. They've been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here on KCNR 1460, ground zero of the reclamation of Reading. Right here. 10 minutes
here.
Before the hour of 9 o'clock, and we had a winner, Jim Wright.
Are they going on the phone?
No.
Why?
Jared. Okay, here we go. Shame! Shame!
No, it came from Game of Thrones, by the way.
I know, it started me. You know what?
Cersei had to walk through the streets naked.
And you started it. You started it, Jared. I'm sorry, but you know what? I have found a new plaything here.
So Jim won the glasses.
He had the right. When does it start? Right here in Reading? Between 9:02 and 9:04. And when does it get to the maximum? 10:16. Between 10:14 and 10:16.
So, say it again. Beginning, what time?
Uh-oh. Now people are calling Jared names.
Shame.
But they also said, I've been going to those massage parlors again when I was talking about acupuncture. Okay. No, I don't go to the massage parlors vent.
So. Okay, 9:02 is when it's...
Around 9:02 to 9:04 it begins. 10:16 is when it's at the very max, and you're going to be out there on the Sundial Bridge along with us. And now, if you want to come up and borrow a set for $10 a minute, we might be able to talk about it. Okay.
So Jim will have these at the front desk for you. Come by and pick them up today.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, who owns this company. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Is on his way back, I think, from Africa, where he's over there with his father and sister. And but if you're looking for most complete CCW training, plus training in the tactical rifle, defensive pistol, all of these is from Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. And let me just say is that he is offering a free, that's right, a free CCW class for 50 women, a women's only class. Just find out the particulars at readingccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822 to see how you can become part of that. Okay, hey, we're with Dr. Kara Tennant. And we were talking about dental and all this, but heat again, talking, mm-hmm. She just had a sad story about a family that accidentally left their dog in the car. Yeah, I mean, they love this dog, but they just...
It happens. You know, people think, oh, how can you do that? No, but, you know, I would never do that. It is so easy to do. You change your schedule. You know, like you decide you're going to take your pets for a hike, and you don't normally do that, and you forget, and you leave them in the car, and it's 106 degrees outside.
And it goes up to like 145 now.
Gosh.
And you know what? Believe it or not, it's not always
have you leave them in cars, and this happens. When I was stationed in Quantico, Virginia during the summer, we were living in a, you know, all the captains were living in these townhouses, and there's like four to a group there. And we had a backyard, and we were right next to the, you know, the woods and all this. And these people moved in from another state, because this is where all the, you know, the officers enlisted come here, because it's the major schools for the Marine Corps are right there in Quantico. They came in, we met them and all this. They had a bulldog, and they left for the day, and they left a box out there for him and water, and the dog overheated. And I mean, the whole neighborhood pulled together, put it in a, you know, people bringing little wading pools, put the dog in the wading pool, put icing in there, and, you know, fans, everything to try and get its body temperature down. It was too late. Dog died. And I wrapped it up in the towel and put it on their back door and left a note on their front door saying, unfortunately, while you were gone, so that they wouldn't just be surprised by it. But this was a dog that was outside, but it was a heavy muscled dog. It was hot, and maybe, and it knocked that water over, so maybe that had something to do with it, but it just expired there. So we've got to really watch, I mean,
any
bulldogs,
any
with
animal,
that, with
especially
that flat noses.
Yeah, especially anyone who's got the short nose. So the, you know, the bulldog, the Boston, the pug, the Frenchie. I mean, any of those are going to be even more at risk. And older pets, because older pets can't regulate their body temperature very well. And small and younger pets, so babies, kittens, and puppies too can't regulate their body temperature very well. So it's really important to keep, especially when it's 106 degrees outside.
Oh, gosh.
Try to keep them inside, or make sure that they have nice, cool places to go and lots of fresh water so they can stay cool. But I wouldn't recommend leaving an older pet or a brachycephalic, you know, short nose breed dog.
What did you just
outside.
Call them?
Brachycephalic.
Brachycephalic.
Yeah, brachy means short in Latin, and cephalic is
brachycephalic.
Head.
Okay.
What?
Head.
Oh.
Okay, brachycephalic. Okay.
Sure.
Now
head.
What? Okay, so
I know.
Hey,
no,
I know people like that. You know what? Instead of calling him an idiot, I'm going to call him, hey, look at all the brachycephalics out there in the park.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Go down to South Central, South City Park. Whoa, look at the brachycephalics out here.
Created a monster, I'm telling
don't
you.
Make
right.
me pull out the, don't make me pull out the bell again.
The shame, the bell
the shell,
shame.
The bell of shame. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now,
it's
when
Friday,
we see,
I'm not even sure we're going. I don't even know if we're going to complete the show. It's only 5 minutes.
When we see people walking their pets on the pavement on the sidewalk, and it's 110 out, what? I think they're still thinking, oh, my dog needs exercise. Let's go from shade place to shade place. But when you see these pets walking across, they're on a leash. They don't. That's like torture.
Right. And we see burns. You know, it's just like you walking barefoot on that concrete.
Everybody thinks their little paws are just invulnerable to that stuff, but it's not. It goes right through.
No. I mean, there's some dogs that can have really thick calluses, and they can do that. But honestly, those are pretty few and far between. So.
And you treat for burns and little pads come
off? Oh, yeah. And it takes forever. It's super painful because you can't – I mean, they have to walk on their feet. And a lot of the times they're the bigger dogs, you know, it's like a lab or a German Shorthair Pointer or someone, you know, who's 75 pounds that you can't carry around. You know, you can carry your little 4-pound Maltese, but.
Well, I've seen people bringing back the war dogs that they've just worn out, and their handlers were carrying them on their back in a pack.
Aww.
It was like, oh yeah, well, you know what? You can't leave them there.
No.
Okay. So heat. Gosh, we've had some really a lot
arthritic.
Of important thing. Arthritis, how you can treat it with glucosamine, dental, which is a big thing. And, you know, and getting past the old wives' tale. Oh, no, if you get your teeth cleaned, it can cause the problems. Well, only if they have underlying problems. Mm-hmm. In reality, it's going to make them feel a lot better.
Exactly.
And how to check their teeth and see and get in there, and they may be a little, you know, stained from wine or whatever, like ours. And but if it's bad breath from the teeth and all that, you know, take them down to your vet. I mean, you're just it's and then of course the heat thing one more time.
And just put like if you are bringing your pet or your child, put your purse back there. You know, put something back there that you need.
Right.
That you won't forget.
Yeah. Tell us about Care Animal Hospital. What's new?
Ooh, we have a new doctor.
Okay, let's hear about he or she.
Her. She.
Okay.
Her name is Dr. Nina Akana. She started in May, and she is wonderful.
And her specialty is?
You know, she was a mixed animal practitioner, so she did dogs, cats, horses, cows, sheep, pigs, all of that. Now she's doing smallies, so she's doing the cats and dogs, but she will see...
Your pig.
She will see your pig. She saw a pig last week.
You know...
No, I'm serious. Carl, you know, it's, the, you know,
can you
people
come out,
have pet
can you
pigs.
Can you come out and see my pet pig, Uzi?
All righty.
No, we had Dr. a show Carr here with Dave the Indian, and it was a in a swap and sell. And so Linda calls up one day. She says, I want to show my pet pig, Uzi. And he goes, we don't sell animals, but he's really a cool pig. Dave got going on it. It was the pig can dance. Come on.
We teased him. Anyway, so that's really great. So you have a new doctor. We just want
to
promote
to
at Care Animal yeah. Hospital.
How
where you're located. There? For those new people who are listening for the first time today, boom.
Yeah, we're at 20 Hilltop Drive, which is the north end of Hilltop and Lake Boulevard, right behind Bartels. And you can go to our website, which is carewriting.com, or you can call us at 244-2287.
Really, Bartels is behind you. Now, you've been here long
That's
enough.
That's right. It is behind us.
They are behind you.
Right. And nice. By the car wash.
By the car wash.
That's right.
There you go. Okay, Dr. Kara Tennant, you have a great time this weekend. Are you getting ready for the next Spartan?
I am.
No, I am. Of course you are. Last time she had her arm was in a sling and she ran the Spartan and completed it. So
we're going to do the one in Tahoe in October. The Beast.
The Beast. Oh, that's one. Oh, the big one. Oh,
that's
wow.
A big one.
Well, we'll have you on one more
that's
time
why
before
I'm,
that.
So I'm getting buff.
You didn't get any buff. Yeah. Good job. I love the summer. Okay, everybody, have a great, great, great weekend, and we will be back on Monday and with lots of information on the eclipse. So, and frankly, you could probably buy these things from us at 10:20 in the morning for $20 a piece. Well, have a great weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
To be stopped by whatever means necessary, and says the courts must give us back our protective rights. Have to be tough.
Correspondent Sagar Meghani, Secretary of State Tillerson says one American died in Barcelona. Tillerson expressing deepest sympathies to the victims' loved ones.
And obviously the others who have been who have suffered loss of life, and we offer our thoughts and prayers to their families.